Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, our heroes barely made it out alive of a sewer. Great. They were chased by cats. No, they weren't.
Great.
Fuck it. I'm firing myself from intros.
I'm going to do it. Last week on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice,
our heroes,
everyone almost fucking died.
All right, Carly, what's your take? Give me your take. This is auditions for the new role of Recap.
This is my intro impression of Katie May.
Oh, no.
Last week on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, our heroes embarked in the sewers of Burnfort, the village in which they are competing in. They almost died.
What?
But They almost died, but they are back out on the streets chasing the oversized Cooper and the cat Melvin, who belongs to the prince. Let's see what happens.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just surprised you listened to the podcast.
What? I was there. I was just there. I was in it.
I usually knock down the intros.
Oh, yeah. I mean, also, I have written recap episodes. I have to listen to them.
That's true.
Duh.
Last Sid, would you like?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, what it is podcast.
No, 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 no,
it's
no.
It's your girl Sid coming at you live from Dungeons.
I don't think the catchphrase, what it is not going to work for me.
I feel like I get a chance.
I feel like Slurps Up even is a little bit better than that.
I feel like Slurps Up is better than Slurps What It Up. Is, What It Is.
Oh, What It Is, What It Is. It's like we're from the 70s. What up, podcast peeps? Here, let me give you the skinny on what you missed from Dungeons.
What It Is, What It Is.
Everything
I only have 30 hours of my own mixtapes. I've recorded my slam poetry over them so you can get a real feel for my vibes. What It Is, What It Is.
I like my
college
better.
Campus.
What it is?
Liz is on the
is.
Ground, and I need you to convince her to get up.
Liz, get up!
Liz slurps up.
Oh, Liz!
So nice down here.
Let me go and give you a little skinny on the back.
But you'll fall asleep.
That makes me want to go back down.
Oh, here I come! Papa's coming.
I will call HR.
HR, how may I help you?
Hi, my player Sid is being kind of weird toward my other players.
Oh, please.
Do you have any? Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry. I just got transferred over. What were you talking about before?
Oh, yeah. I was calling for HR because one of my players, Sid, is being a little weirdly sexual towards my players, and I was wondering if you had any advice.
Well, I'd say shut that shit down.
Okay.
Yeah, that's usually. I mean,
is that official HR advice?
That's just. I'm sorry. My name's Carly. What's your name?
This is Katie May.
Nice to meet you, Katie May.
Thank you.
Our deepest apologies up at HR that you're dealing with this problem.
Thank you.
Of course, we are only here to support and to relieve you of this burden. So if you can give me can you direct me to the line of the player who is being...
Yeah, just give me a second and I'll connect you.
Great, thank you.
Perfect.
Hi, hello, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, I was transferred over from your boss, Katie May. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, Sid.
Sid, hi, I'm Carly.
Hi, Carly.
Hi. So
you sound really nice over the phone.
Thank you so much. I enjoy my job in customer service at HR. We have received a complaint, and I think I have heard about some smooching attempts and some what it is quotes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is it a crime to love the people that you work with?
Sometimes yes, actually. So... I'm
just gonna release that as a soundbite.
And scene.
Great.
Here we get back.
Sid was just charged with sexual assault.
Yeah.
Me of all people? Are you fucking kidding me?
No,
yeah, I can't believe we had to cancel our next season. So, y'all have split the party.
I mean, we're following closely.
The speed of a chariot, taxi, carriage type Herbie.
Hey,
and
it's not a big battle until we split the party, okay? I think we've established that.
I guess so. I mean, because you already ditched Mavis, so you're just.
She kind of ditched us.
Mavis.
She did ditch
Mavis
us.
Mavis missed out on some serious team building activity.
Yeah, she missed out on falling in a shit river. I'm sure she'll be so upset.
Honestly, she would have loved to have seen.
Oh, she's gonna make fun of us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She doesn't have to know.
So
we smell like shit.
I know. I smell myself.
Yeah.
But she won't know.
I plan on bathing once this whole Melvin ordeal is over.
Let's get Melvin.
All right, so.
Did we arrive in the
You're in a chariot. You're in a chariot. Taxi Herbie. Herbie, fully loaded. Kai, you are currently being chased by a giant cat, and you are on Cooper's back.
Oh, my God. What?
I need you to go ahead and
see what Sid was doing.
Roll an animally. I need you to roll an animally check. Just
check.
Great. To make sure that you are directing Cooper in the right way and Cooper's understanding your directions.
Cool. 18.
Cool. So you guys are trucking, and then 15. I need you to roll an athletics or acrobatics to stay on Cooper as he's running as quickly as he can.
What do you add to that?
I actually need you to roll disadvantage because your rib is broken. No, because she's on Cooper and she's not like tied down by anything.
14 plus 5 is 19.
Ooh. All right. So you manage to stay on to him, and you are trucking up the city. Everyone is turning and looking. Everyone is trying to get out of your way. Some people fail.
No!
You hit an old lady.
Sorry!
She falls on the ground. Her cake spills everywhere. It was lit. It had candles on it. It was her birthday. 81. Whoops. And you guys continue to move up. Can I help your pendulum?
No.
Can I help your pendulum, please?
We were having such a fun time playing with Liz's pendulum. I was like, but so focused on it.
All right, and you guys are in a taxi, and the taxi guy goes, you want me to roll the windows down?
Yes, please. I need to take my hand.
You can roll hers down. I'm fine with
that. Sir, I know we smell like shit.
Actually, yeah, we smell like shit.
I got some water bottles in the back there.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Some candies. Yes.
Some candies. Do you have any?
Five gum?
Yeah.
I have five pieces of gum back there. Yeah.
Okay, we each take a piece of gum.
We each take 2.5 pieces of gum and split the five.
All five, huh? Okay. You're going to take all five? All right.
Thank you.
And
we'll leave a good tip.
And you guys are trucking up as well. You pass an old woman who's on the floor on the cobblestone street.
What?
A cake in her arms had just been knocked over.
We're sorry.
Stop the taxi.
She wants some chewed gum, miss.
Stop the taxi, miss.
All right, so you stop the taxi. You get out. There's this old lady on the ground.
What happened?
And she's laying there trying to get up.
What happened?
If you can infer, definitely knocked over by Cooper
and
or Melvin.
Zill, I definitely think this is the aftermath of Kai and
Cooper
coming through here.
Should we keep going?
Sorry about it.
Back in
the taxi.
I tossed 3 gold out the window.
Okay, so you slow down your taxi to see this old lady. This old lady who has an 81st birthday cake who has been knocked to the ground. She's laying on the ground. Her cake is destroyed. You roll down the taxi window. You throw 3 gold at her, and then you keep going.
And then I say, sir, stop the taxi.
No. Reverse. We gotta keep going.
And then the taxi reverses. I throw 100 gold at her.
Okay. And then you throw another 100 gold at the old lady. And then you say, kick it. And the taxi driver keeps going.
Don't put words in my mouth. I say, andale.
Oh, good. Oh, better. You say andale in it, and you take off.
No, I say kick it.
Kick it. Yeah, I tried.
Kick it.
I tried and to pick something to be in character.
The song
for you.
Was like "Sweet Dreams Are Made." Like that song. That starts playing as you go.
And then Zill and Kai are Zill and Grianna are in the back of the taxi, singing out the window. "Sweet dreams are made of these."
As you're passing, like knocked over stalls, people who are like, "Oh my God, are you okay? Did the cat hurt you?"
We're throwing gold out the window.
I'm not.
Are you throwing gold out the window right now?
No, I am not.
I know you're not. Brianna, are you throwing gold out the window?
What do you do?
Brianna, you're throwing gold out the window. How much gold do you throw out?
I throw.
It's too late. You said you've done it. I just need to know how much.
There's 25. Total.
All right. So you're throwing 1 gold pieces out the window. You do it 25 times as you're singing. Azil is looking on in sheer mortification.
Brianna's ponytail is blowing the wind. Some of it.
With your
forehead.
You stop. We both stop singing to cough up blood, and then we start again.
Yeah, it's hard to keep your breath. And so then you guys.
That was fun. Sorry, that was a weird thing I just said.
Cooper and Kai, you are quickly approaching the apex of the city. You're not throwing any gold. There are no windows. You did not see the old lady. You, I have to write down that happened before I forget. Hold on.
Rihanna just got like really carried away in a bit.
Yeah. We both, it started with the text, the pulling of me saying pull
one,
over.
Two, three, taxi.
We just went a little too much in it.
They get out of the taxi foot first. They have top hats on.
We still in sync.
Still covered in shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, so but before you guys get out of the taxi. Actually, you guys, the taxi stops for you at the garden, which is the hedge maze, and of course there are pathways around the hedge maze as well. But he says, "My line stops here."
How much do we owe you?
Oh, he was British. "My line stops right here."
How
okay.
much do we owe ya?
I would say a good old 3 gold pieces.
3 gold pieces.
That's, you got that one, Zill. I spent a lot of money.
I'll give him 10. Because he had to deal with us.
All right, so you hand that man 10 gold and you get out of the taxi, but hold on, before that even, and then you start walking toward the castle gates. However, Cooper and Kai, you guys went straight up to the castle gates, a giant Melvin in tow.
And we have your cat, Prince! We have your cat!
And you reach the gates, and you're, like, shouting, "We have your cat, Prince!" And you're yelling, and you see, like, a guard poke his head out, and he's like, "Oi! What's up?"
"Hi, I have the Prince's cat, Melvin. I'm the team from Langdale."
"Holy shit!" And at that point, the giant cat appears in the sight lines, and you realize you're at a dead end.
What?
Because there's a castle wall.
Oh, no.
And you, Melvin, you and Cooper, and then Melvin is like,
"Oh, my God, dude, let me in. Let me in. Let me in. I know there's a back door. Come on. No, don't run away from me. Oh, fuck."
And then so the guard sort of is like, hold on. And he sort of disappears at to go get, like, permission to let you in. And the following takes place. It's the very cat thing of, like, "I have you. What do I do with you?" So, like, Melvin gets there and is, like, looking at the two of you, and Cooper's, like, backed up against the wall and is, like, "Very angry ferret. I don't know if ferrets hackles raise. Cameron, will you Google if ferrets hackles raise?"
What does that mean?
You know how a cat's the back, when the cat is mad, its hackles will raise? Do ferrets do that? Will
oh,
you
yes.
look that up for me?
I think they do.
Thank you, Cameron. Or Mia. I just have a full 2-person research team.
Cooper
in my
is the
sound
color,
studio.
Cooper is the color green right now.
Yeah, Cooper turns the color
sick.
Green because he feels a little sick.
No, he's nervous around.
And
he's got poop on him.
And at that point, Melvin takes another. They do not have hackles. Thank you, Cameron. Melvin takes another step towards Cooper.
Can I speak with animals?
Yes.
Okay, I cast that. "Hey, Melvin, who's a good boy?"
"Hear me?
I brought you home, Melvin. Aren't you excited to be home?"
"Uh-huh.
You're home. Yeah.
Melvin's
hey.
So stupid.
So we've had...
I love Melvin.
We've
Shut
had,
up.
No, I love Melvin,
It's
too.
Been
I
really fun, Melvin. But, hey, you have...
I want to play.
You want to play?
I want to play.
You know what's in the castle walls? More ferrets. In the castle. What? They've been waiting for your return. Melvin. You're so pretty. Aren't you excited to see your dad? The prince? Don't you didn't you miss him?
How dare you? How dare you photograph me?
I didn't even get it.
That's fine. Oh, I have to put the pen back in my mouth anyways. And at that point, you are catching up. Griana and Zil, you are caught up with this, and you are on the other side of Melvin, who is currently facing Cooper and Kai. Are you doing anything?
Griana just throws a couple gold on the ground.
I pick it up and I put it back in your hand.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay, put away your gold.
Force a habit.
I know. You gotta get, come on. It's okay.
All right.
Try talking to him again, too. Maybe.
I'm going to talk to him.
Okay, I'm talking to him right now.
Okay.
Hey, Kai, we're back.
Hi,
guys.
I come in with my speak with animals. Hey.
At that point, so you say the words hey to Melvin, and Melvin becomes a startled cat.
What? Why?
Because he did not know you were
behind
him.
I reached my hand out for him to sniff.
I said, hey, Kai.
Well, the cat jumps very high in the air and sort of settles back down again. It looked kind of scary. None of you were trampled.
That was scary, Melvin. Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
Melvin, hi. Have you been reunited with your owner yet?
No.
Let us take you there, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Melvin, everyone? Yes, you can.
Okay. Melvin said okay.
And at that point, you see a... three heads poke out of where the guard had been, and these are it's one woman and two men, and they all have braided crowns on the top of their heads.
Nice.
And you can see that they all sort of have like the same shaped eyes and nose and mouth. They are very similar looking. And they peek their head over and they go, "Oh my God, no."
What? Oh, Melvin's back.
Oh my God, no.
We found Melvin.
What did you do to Melvin?
He didn't do anything.
We found him like this. He ate some waste in the sewers, and we found him like
this.
Oh,
my God.
And so did my ferret.
That will simply not do.
What?
You must return Melvin in the condition that he was in when he left. Good
but
day.
But this is how we found
Are
him. No, come back, lady. Come back.
Me?
And then the heads pop back out, and the same one says, "I need him in a size appropriate for his station as a pet, and I need him thoroughly groomed. I can smell him from here. Good day."
What? I want to talk to the prince.
She pokes her head back over. She goes, "That's nice."
Well, no, one parent to another. We want to talk to the prince. We are the team from Langdale. Ever heard of Langdale?
Yeah. Ever heard of it?
Zil puts, I put my hand on my face, I go, and I sigh.
Listen, how many gold do you want so we can talk to the prince?
This Griana puts her hand over Kai's mouth and drags her away. We're leaving. What are you doing? Let's go.
No, we get points for this.
We're leaving.
I'm not leaving.
I risked
my sweet Cooper's life for this.
Melvin?
Yeah.
What would you say if we got you cleaned up? I know you smell pretty bad.
Oh,
you're not going to get wet. You're just going to get not smelly.
Griana.
Hey.
He's hungry for Cooper.
Well, just go. How about let's split up. You take Cooper back to the inn. And then we'll all meet back up at the groomers.
Okay. Well, I was going to go find a lake to bathe us in first.
Well, we're going to take a what? What?
I need a bath. I've covered in shit.
I know,
you're on a cliff. you're on a rocky. You're surrounded
ocean.
By two rivers on either side. Nowhere near the ocean.
Hey, let's just maybe regroup at Jack and Jill's.
Let's go back
somehow
to Jack and Jill's.
Somehow get Melvin to come with us. I don't know. I can't talk to Aminals.
We have to tie Melvin up.
Okay. Then. I have my rope. I'm going to make a makeshift collar around Melvin. Melvin, can you come here really quick?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a little collar around you because you're my new best bud.
Roll a persuasion check.
Are you strong enough to hold him?
Yeah, I am a half-orc ranger. I'm not that much smaller than
with
you.
With 4 hit points.
We're all sick. Okay, a persuasion check?
Mm-hmm. Or animal handling.
Okay, so it's going to be a 14.
Okay.
Wait.
Yeah, he's coming with me. So, okay. All right, I tie my rope from my explorer's pack around Melvin's collar, and I say, "Kai, you have nothing to worry about. I'm going to be taking care of Melvin, and we're going to go back down to Jack and Jill's to recoup and drop Cooper off.
If he lays even just a fingernail on my baby,
Oh, it's on you.
Wait, one sec. Plus five?
Yeah, because it's one of your special skills.
Oh, 17. Mm. I still tie him up.
Yep.
Okay. Actually, we should go down to the groomers with the two animals and fix them up before we fix ourselves up. So let's take both Cooper and Melvin down to get fixed.
Okay, but you watch that cat.
I am going to watch the cat.
Okay.
Why are you putting this on me? We all have to restore
him. I'm sorry. Imagine your sweet Iga. Something was after sweet, sweet Iga.
I know. Iga is on my shoulder. He's been on my shoulder this whole time. And he's been fine.
But has Melvin?
Hey, guys.
Cooper's hasn't been fine.
I know. I know. Oh, my God.
What's up, Zell?
Hey, guys.
What?
What if?
Yeah, you still feel like passing out. You're still at one hit point.
Hey, guys. So,
you're tired.
Duh. Yeah. We're all tired.
And maybe if we go back to Jack and Jill's and we have time to regroup, maybe ask another member of our party. Who has all of their well-being intact right now, probably. And
who knows?
I mean, she did duel earlier in the morning.
I know, but that was the morning.
It's
almost mid morning. Yeah, it's almost afternoon. Morning. So she's had.
Let's go back to Jack and Jill's.
We're fresh.
All right, to Jack and Jill's we go.
All righty. So you guys start heading down with Cooper, Kai mounted on Cooper, and Griana leading Melvin by a leash.
And Iga on her shoulder.
And me wobbling on my cane.
Do you come back the exact same path that the creatures ran up?
Yeah. We know it, right? I mean, like...
the easy path down.
All right, you take the easy path down, which is slightly different. You think it may have been better to avoid bringing the animals back to the center of destruction they had caused.
That's true. That's a good idea.
So you guys head down a different way. You make it back to Jack and Jill's. There's a lot of whispering happening as you pass by, though. Just sort of as you're going. You look so fucking weird.
We look fucked up.
You look super fucked up. You smell super fucked up. You have a giant cat and a giant ferret. And it's just like the weirdest thing anyone will have seen all week.
Hey, all right. Let's just ignore them. Ignore them. They're just haters.
Okay. And so you start approaching Jack and Jill's. What is the strategy here?
I want to see if they have like a stable we can keep these little friends in.
Yeah.
You look off to the side. There is a little tie. I'm so bad at this. It's where you tie your horses up. It's not a stable. It's a.
What? Yeah. Mia? Does Mia know?
It's a. Mia, where do you like hook them up, but you don't put them in a stable? Hitching post. Yes.
Yeah.
I peek my head in Jack and Jill's and go, hey, Jack, can you come outside real quick?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I almost did not recognize you.
Brianna pops her head in. Oh, I know. No. It's
back out. Back out. Get out.
I back out. I back out.
And she meets you outside and she's like, oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I will have Jill bring out... buckets and soap and a change of outfits, and you can head out back.
Do you know a good place to like pose off?
What is that?
She just said a change of clothes. Kai, she said, I will have Jill bring out buckets of soap and water and bring you a change of clothes. And then
I'm sorry, but six health and I just rode on my ferret.
Also, do you have anywhere we could keep these friends of ours?
I have a leash on this one.
That's great, Grandma.
And Jack just looks at the 5-foot-tall cat and the...
Did you know we saved Croyd, the rat salesman?
Did you? I just want to clean up and then take a real shower and we then were lay in the down.
Sewers. Let me just say, Jack, to explain us. We were in the sewers because we went to go get Rat on a Stick earlier after the duel. As you know, there was a duel. And we heard that Croyd, the rat salesman, was missing. So we went into the sewers to find him because his daughter was in distress. I don't know if you've met her. She's very nice. And Croyd's okay. And we found him, but we had to battle these giant creepy crawly bugs. And we found the cat, Melvin.
Brianna, I'm about to pass out.
Goes to the prince. And we went and we tried to get him to take his cat back. And he said the cat's too deformed and we need to take care of it. So now we have a giant cat and a giant Cooper. And we just need to figure out how to fix them and get the cat okay to take to the prince. But we also need to not smell so bad ourselves. So please help us.
Okay. So at that point.
There we go. I did it.
Jack sort of nods. And then she opens the door back up. Me here. Jack.
Jill.
Fuck me up.
Gender doesn't exist. Gender doesn't exist.
Part two.
Gender doesn't exist.
The remix.
Gender doesn't exist.
Gender doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't. Gender doesn't exist.
All right.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Liz just put her hand in my mouth and I didn't know, and it was like I was getting kidnapped.
Kidnapped for the second time. Princess Griana.
Did you say Princess Griana?
Maybe.
That's how
Maybe.
This campaign's gonna end.
Next backstory episode is Princess Griana.
I love that.
If that's a fan fiction,
well, Kenny May, the next backstory episode for Griana is Princess Griana.
No, that'd be a front facing story.
Queen Kai.
Queen Kai.
Princess
like the
Griana.
Sound of that.
What
was our joker? So you go.
Zunkerzil?
I
don't know what that is.
Jill! And you hear, like, footsteps over to the door. And she's like, I need you to send our eldest to get buckets of water and soap for these gentle folks and changes of outfits. And then I need you to take our middleist and take these poop beasts.
Okay.
To enough. Not you, the cat. Oh. The cat. And the, she would call you a poop beast.
I don't know.
And she's like, take him down to Bergdorf's. He owes us a favor. He can stable him there.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Does he know magic to kind of get these guys back to normal? Or?
Nope. He's
we'll
the
figure that out.
Most non-magic
we'll figure
man
that out
I've
tomorrow.
Ever met.
All right. Let's do that tomorrow, guys.
Tomorrow. Sure, actually, yeah.
And she's like, and then she sets this plan in motion, and it takes a second, and then the middle child and Jill come out. They take Cooper and you leash Cooper. You give the leash of Melvin to them, and they take them off sort of west. And then just as these buckets of soap and water and clean clothes are brought out to you, you see these big doe eyes sort of peek out of the door and look at you guys and then slant a little. She goes,
oh God,
what the fuck?
Oh. Hey, Mavis.
We missed you.
Listen,
I'm
Mavis.
Still on the floor.
Mavis. Hey.
We have some explaining to do.
You missed out on some good team bonds.
You kind of lucked out, in my opinion.
First off, hilarious diss.
Yes.
You look on the outside how you are on the inside.
Shut
like,
up.
Shit. Yeah,
off.
I agree.
Next one.
Brianna starts crying.
I'm not in the mood to be bullied by a preteen right now. I'm just having a really long day.
Brianna, she's not a preteen.
What is she?
17
she's like
and a half.
17,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm 17 and a
she's
half.
A okay.
Sweet sorry.
Three quarters.
Teen.
Three
five
quarters.
Days. It's not a big deal.
Three quarters wow. And 5 days?
I'm not talking to you.
Oh,
my then, God. Where the fuck were you?
We were in the shit stream. Okay.
Yeah.
I hold my arms out and I walk closer to Mavis.
No,
like, give
don't
me
do
a
that.
Hug.
Don't do that. I stop her. I flopped my body in front of Kai and I stop her. I go, please don't do that.
All right. So just as Kai begins to approach Mavis, you full frontal basketball style put yourself in between Mavis and Kai. And you're like, no,
and Brianna,
don't do that.
And I go, okay, everybody. Look, Mavis, this is what happened. We went to go get right on a stick after your epic duel. Great job, by the way. Wow. And we, like I said, and then I explain everything that I just explained to Jack. And then I'm done.
And then, so her mouth kind of pulls into a tight frown, and she goes,
Why didn't you take me with you?
We didn't know. You left us. We didn't know that we were going on this epic adventure. We just thought we were going to eat a snack after your duel, and we're going to come back to
the end. Well, just please notice that obviously in the state that you're in, it's pretty apparent that you need me.
So we survived.
Maybe don't,
we fucking survived 7 giant centipedes.
Okay. It looks like a monster tried to eat your face.
Well, a monster did. Yeah. So it's true.
More so than usual. Come on inside. And she,
oh my God.
She leaves the door open for you guys. And then you guys sort of step off into the alleyway back to get yourselves sort of washed down so the people out in the streets aren't looking at you as you wash down. You get sort of kind of clean enough to come into the thing. Clean enough to smell good.
I'm gonna go take a shower when I get inside.
Yeah.
Griana hoses Iga down outside.
Yeah, you wash Iga off too. Iga's the cleanest out of all of you, however.
Still needs a little freshening up.
Absolutely. So you guys.
Kai orders a drink.
So you head back inside. Kai stops at the bar to get a drink.
Nice.
You go straight upstairs to one of the two bathrooms on the middle floor.
I go up and shower, and then afterwards I go down to get some food.
All right, so Zil and Griana, you immediately shower. You order a drink.
Yeah, and then I wait for the shower to be open and just take a shower.
Where do you wait?
At the bar.
Okay.
And I get a side of kale chips for Iga. Yes, Iga likes kale.
All right, and then Iga just eats the kale joyfully. Mm-hmm. You guys both shower down. You feel like you may never feel clean again, but this is as good as it's going to get today.
You pay special attention
to make sure that your wounds are cleaned out. There's bandages like underneath the sink drawer for you to sort of bandage yourself up. It may behoove you to maybe see a healer of some sort. Maybe, or because I mean, like,
we don't know if they impregnated us with other creepy crawlies.
Oh, yeah, they could have laid eggs in you.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think, okay, so we have a couple of errands to run tomorrow. We got to go figure out this animal thing, and we got to go to a healer.
Can we just sleep before?
No, tomorrow.
Yeah, cause so it's about 11:30 a.m.
Yeah. A.m.?
Yes. You guys left in the morning.
We were only gone for
around,
a couple
like,
hours?
9 a.m.
No, because that fight wasn't that long. Mean.
Damn.
11:30 a.m. Damn. In the morning. You guys left mid-morning. You walked through the sewers from
So we have a whole day.
You left like at 7.
What the fuck?
You went into the sewers. That was maybe a 2-hour adventure.
Oh, my God.
In total. And then you get back as 11:30.
Yeah.
All right. So let's take a midday nap.
So I want to shower.
Okay.
I want to put on my season 0 pants.
Okay.
And
those are back in your room. So once you enter your room, please roll a perception check.
Oh. I'd have a fucking 5.
So the door that you entered in.
I had my fanny pack with me in the sewer.
Yeah.
Okay.
The door that you entered in still has a dent in it now from where the chair was propped up earlier.
Cool. So I want.
You put on your season 0 pants.
My season 0 pants. Put on a Jack and Jill shirt.
Yep.
And I'm gonna put my sweatbands in my fanny pack.
Okay.
I'm not, my wrist sweatbands too.
And then are you just like going the fuck to sleep?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna stay up for a little bit. I'm gonna go back downstairs. But I'm retiring my sweatbands for now.
Okay.
I go upstairs and shower.
Okay.
So before I go down and get the kale chips and my own food, I get like a nice sandwich.
Yeah.
So before I do that, I go up and I shower and I kind of like clean Iga up more than the hose down outside. And then I get one of their robes on, like, like you know, in hotels how they have like hotel.
Yeah, no, there's a Jack and Jill's logo on and everything. Like, it's plush green.
Yeah, I get a new pair of pants on, like a fresh pair of pants on, and I get a Jack and Jill shirt and the Jack and Jill's robe.
Okay.
And then I go back down. That's all. Just thought I'd tell you I showered.
All right. So you're the first. Do you stay up in your room for a bit? Or do you just
I go in my room to change. And then after I have my clothes, my fanny pack back on, I go back downstairs.
Okay. Kai, you
Mavis is still downstairs, right?
Hold on. Okay. Kai, you get into the shower. And then are you going into your room for anything? Or are you just heading immediately back downstairs? A different change of clothes would be in your room.
Yeah, I'm going to get a different change of clothes.
Okay, when you enter your room, please roll a perception check.
Oh, wait, should I have rolled a perception?
No.
All right.
14.
Something feels off.
Jeez. All right, I check all my belongings.
They're here.
Zill, I call it to Zill. Zill!
What?
Can you detect magic in my room for a sec?
No, I cannot detect magic.
I can detect magic.
Oh, Griana!
What?
Griana, could you come upstairs for a sec? I need your help.
Let me finish my sandwich.
No, it's kind of an emergency.
Okay, I'm finishing my sandwich right now. Okay, I'm coming up.
What's
Griana,
up?
Could
What's
you up? Detect magic in my room? Something
yeah, sure.
just feels a little off.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Detect magic.
You don't have to. You just
right.
cast it.
Okay. I cast detect magic.
Nope.
Oh. No magic here. All right, I'm going to go
right,
back
thanks,
downstairs.
Gri. All right, thanks,
Sid, you can go ahead and roll an investigation check.
Ah, there it is.
Whoop.
What's investigation?
It's in your skill, I think.
Oh, intelligence, I see.
Intelligence, that makes sense. Fuck, I'm so bad at that.
11.
You just know something is wrong in your core. You cannot. Something feels energetically
Can I investigate
different.
Again?
No. Investigation means you investigate to your fullest extent two possibilities, and you cannot come to a conclusion besides the fact that something feels wrong.
I go into Zill's room.
Okay.
Zill, you in there?
No, Zill's downstairs.
All right. I go downstairs.
Mavis is downstairs, right?
She has put herself in a corner booth. She has put her feet up on the seat across from her. She has a book open in her hands and her glasses on, and she looks very uninterested in talking to any of you.
Well,
she has a daiquiri on the counter.
I'm going to go fun. Sit down next to...
She's 17.
She's not allowed to be drinking that daiquiri, right?
In fantasy world, the rules are different. I'm going to go... I grab like the bowl of peanuts on the table, and I go sit down next to Mavis.
Okay. What's up?
Nothing.
Okay.
I want to talk to Mavis again at some point.
Okay.
Hey, Mavis. First of all, I just want to say
she snaps her book as you start talking, and then like takes her glasses off and folds them kind of irritatedly, and then like looks at you.
Listen, I know. I get it. I'm a lot. I get it. I'm extra. Okay. I'm really.
Oh my god.
Sorry for if I've offended you in the past or anything, but I just want you to know that like you're cool with me, and I hope that I'm cool with you.
I'm cool with you.
Yeah. I kind of think you're kind of awesome. I mean, you took me down. No one's really ever done that.
I'm sorry. Yes, you may think I'm cool. Reciprocity still kind of in the air.
All right, we'll work on it. Hey, I have a couple things to say still. One, I'm really sorry. You were not with us, but just please, for the love of God, be lucky that you weren't. It was a total shit show. No pun intended. Secondly, I trust you.
Cameron just booed from the sound booth. that carried.
Secondly.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
Because we're on a team, I have now weirdly put my trust in you. Do you trust me?
No.
Okay. Well. That hurt a little bit.
Okay.
Actually, that hurt a lot.
All right.
Real talk. Didn't anything, like, go down while we were out? Like, did someone go in my room?
I napped. I was fucking exhausted. I went back to my room and I went to bed.
What's the thing? Can I roll to see if she's lying?
Insight. Yeah.
Okay.
You can roll an insight.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
18. You're lying.
She's lying.
Look at me and dead in the eyes. What the fuck did you do to my room?
Oh my God. I am a little bit tired of your self-imposing grandeur. I don't give a fuck about you. Why would I be in your room?
Because something's wrong with it, and I can tell that you're lying. You're smirking right now, Mavis. Mavis, you're a horrible liar. Listen, between you and me, we can come to an agreement, okay? I just want to know what you did. Because you know what? If you don't tell me right now, I swear to God, I will make your life a living fucking hell.
Griana walks out of her room. Hey, Mavis, why is your lying face on?
Okay. All right. So, back downstairs, I assumed.
Sorry, Griana walks up the stairs out of the bar area.
They're in the bar area as well, and so is Zil.
Griana steps off her stool.
Okay, so you are walking over, but Mavis does manage to get this out. She takes her glasses back up, and she puts them on her face. Mm-hmm. She takes her books back in her hands, and she goes, I think this conversation is over. I think you need to get over yourself.
Dick.
I go into rage.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Tell me how that works out for you.
You have 6 health.
You have 6 health. Remember how Mavis is gonna, many things
hey,
you have
remember
to do
how you were almost dead in a sewer? You're going to be dead
Mavis
in a pub.
Mavis isn't going to kill me.
Do you stand up? Are you doing any indicators? Or you're like, are you banging your hands
okay,
on
I did that. Okay, I do this. I take my spear, I nail it into the table okay, right so next to her hand.
Pause. Yes.
Can I go back to my room after? I'm like, this is so much commotion.
And
so
yes. So Griana goes by the fire and she rests her eyes because this is BS.
All right. So you guys notice Kai take out a spear and stab it by Mavis's hand.
No,
and you,
I don't go to my room then. I go, what the fuck, Kai? Maybe lay the fuck off Mavis for once in your goddamn life.
This teenager is... I tried to make peace with her, Kai, and she's been in our room. She has her lying face on. No, Zil, listen to me.
And
Kai, look at me.
Go and I say, I've had enough of this shit for today. And I go by the fire, and I rest my damn eyes.
Good,
all right,
great.
Zil,
like
yeah,
a dad.
Let them look at each
you
other.
You have to listen to me. She's lying. She did something into my fucking room, and she won't say what. And she's being really fucking rude right now. I've tried to make peace with her. I've apologized. I gave her the in. I gave her my trust, and she's fucking it up.
Well, maybe we deserved it. We've been fucking shit to her since, like, she came on our team.
She's a bitch. No offense, Mavis. Wow. She's a bitch. Okay, I'll change my word. She's a mean girl.
We don't know her. She's just like this. Like, who fucking cares? She's like, I don't give a shit anymore.
No one touches my shit. No one does that. She got me when she flipped me over in the table. That was my revenge for trying to tickle her arm. I get that. I went and I made an apology, and she did something extra. I don't know what it is. I hate that little smirk on your face, Mavis. God damn it.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I said a very
you.
Good part
Zil,
of my book.
I'm sorry I yelled at you, but that's not cool for someone touching my shit.
No, just...
I'm sorry.
Have you guys considered a relationship counselor?
Oh, I go into rage.
Well, you gotta stop doing that so much.
Oh, she pisses me off.
Oh, I'm sorry. And she picks up the spear that you jammed into the table, and she goes,
I just want
to
walk
lose
away.
This? She hands it back to you.
I'll sit next to me.
No, I'm going to my room.
All right,
I'm not going to close the door or anything.
Yeah, you just keep it open. You just leave it.
Yeah. I'm just sitting.
Why are you like this? Who ruined you? Who broke your fucking heart? I take my spear back, and I just hold it in front of her, and I go.
Her hand is slowly moving to her waist at this
point. I see it, girl. I see it. Now we can talk like mature adults, or we can fight like the savage beasts we are.
Would you like to duel? I've had enough today. I fucking had enough today. If you would like to
you've
go
had
right
enough
now,
today, Mavis?
We will go right now.
Oh, you've had enough today, Mavis.
Is a bitch fight happening?
I just want you to know you look like a weak little bitch right now, and I don't have patience for you trying to mom me with your insecurity issues. So either we can go outside and duel, or you can go back to your fucking room and leave me alone to drink my daiquiri and read my book. Do you have a problem?
Let's duel, bitch.
All right, let's go
no!
outside.
You have 6 hit points. You're gonna die.
Worth it.
No,
worth
I get it. Up. I get up and I fucking... No. No, hey. No.
You guys.
Didn't you almost just die and you're really stressed out for like a week because your character was gonna die?
Yeah,
and
but I'm not gonna...
Do you wanna die from a petty 13-year-old
I'm
who
not
is
gonna
already
die.
Taking it? Yes, you are.
I'm not gonna
yes,
die.
You are. Yes, you are.
I'm not gonna die.
You're gonna die.
You're not... You're not here.
Griana now. Kai, I'm really disappointed in you, and I'm not going to support this duel. And
that's fine. You don't have to. You don't have to watch.
I'm not going to save you because, I mean...
That's fine.
I guess goodbye.
That's fine.
Can I come back downstairs?
Yeah, you hear...
Because me, I'm the same way I am in real life right now. I come back downstairs. What is happening?
At this point, I would like to make clear that Mavis has sort of stepped away from you guys. She has moved over. She has stepped towards the door. She's standing right by the door to that would lead outside, and she has a dagger in her hand, and she's just kind of twirling it a little.
What's going
to
happen?
What's happening?
They're dueling. They're about to go duel, and Kaya's 6 health, and she is going to go and duel, and she's ignoring the fact that she almost just died earlier and put us through hell. Do you realize
that Kai?
We were really upset when we thought you were going to die, and you're just being selfish. You're being a selfish member of this team, and what would Cooper do without you? We have to go fix Cooper's problem, but you don't care. You're just dealing with this petty-ass 17-year-old, and you're putting your rage priorities in front of our feelings. So you know what? If you want to go duel, that's fine. But I'm going to go sit by the fire and rethink about how you think of us as a team, because clearly you don't care. Boom.
You go back to the fireplace.
If you go through with this, then I don't know where we stand.
I look at Zell. I look at Griana. I look at Mavis.
She's over by the door. She's out of earshot.
I walk over to Mavis.
Fine. Fine. Fine.
Listen, Kai, we all just need to go rest. Can we all just rest?
She's not cool with me anymore, though. I go up to Mavis and I go, you got really fucking lucky.
Yeah. Okay.
No, hey, Kai.
No.
Kay.
You're the one who got lucky. She would have destroyed you.
Yeah. Also, Kai, I don't like her that much either, but I also don't want to die by her fucking hand.
by Mavis's hand would truly be the greatest death.
No, shut up, Mavis. That would be the worst. I know. That would be the worst. And she would win in such a big way.
Okay,
so
let's just go.
And no.
Hey, Mavis, if I had full health.
Yeah, Kai?
I'd beat the shit out of you. But right now, I'm not crying.
We're going to sleep. We're all going to go take a nap, okay? Can we do that? Can everyone promise the world's best boss that we're going to go take the world's best nap? Can we do that, please? I'm so frustrated. You guys are acting like a bunch of assholes. Let's just go to sleep. Let's take a nap. I want to take a nap. I'm tired. We all smelled so bad earlier. I just had a sandwich, and I almost died. And we had these weirdly large animals. I want to take a nap. Or you're fired.
From
the meats and more. I don't know. Let's go to sleep.
All right, I pack.
Sleep! Nap? I don't care. We're napping.
Pat you on the back.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. I caused this.
God.
Actually, I didn't really cause it. Mavis kind of did.
Shut up.
All right, I'm going to bed.
Thank you.
And I lock my door.
Okay. So you stomp back up the stairs because you're a little enraged.
Middle finger up in the air.
Oh, God.
There we go.
Oh, really nice.
And you're following back upstairs?
I get a little bit of wine. And
you ask for a glass of wine.
Can I have a glass of wine?
You notice that all the patrons are kind of staring at you guys. You try to compose yourself.
Yeah, what?
Okay. You look at the patrons and go, what?
And then I go, I'm sorry. Vote for us.
And then you apologize, and then you go upstairs back to your room with Iga in tow.
Iga, come on.
At this point, Zil, you do see Mavis put her knife back into her holster at her side, and she kind of, shakes it off a little bit, moves her neck around, and then, moves to walk back to the booth she was sitting in before.
I come back down, and I say, around on me.
Around on you. And then Griana,
check please.
Check please. And then you pay for everyone's drinks.
How
so subtract 40 gold, I guess.
Oh, that's fine. That's doable. I'm
really. All right.
I'm really burned for it. Griana's going to have no money.
Oh, no. I know. It's going to be so good.
I have 3,560 gold.
And so Mavis sits back down very methodically, glasses back on. Feet up on the booth across from her.
She takes a sip of her drink,
and she opens her book back up.
What a bitch.
Licks her finger. Turns a page.
Was that supposed to be sexy?
No.
No. Ugh. Everybody's upstairs.
Yep.
Everybody else. I walk near her.
Okay.
I don't make my way to make a big show. I don't sit next to her.
Okay.
I just stand. I say, you don't have to acknowledge me. Just keep on reading your book. Do what you want to do. But.
She turns and looks at you.
I'm going to admit. This is me. They don't know what the fuck they're doing right now.
I've had a shitty day. I have no idea what you've been through in general. I shouldn't have treated you the way I treated you. And you don't have to like me. You can hate me still. That's fine. But you're on our team now. And you don't have to consider me your friend, but I'm going to consider you mine. And do whatever the fuck you want to me. If you did mess with shit, I don't know. I probably deserved it. And this isn't just stuff happened in the sewers and now I feel bad. No, I've wanted to say this since last night. And I walk away.
Oh, okay.
Well, does she say anything? Because I'm like...
No, you walk away.
If she's... I don't know.
She does have a very stone-looking face, and she looks like she's either, like, mentally processing or does not plan on saying anything.
I walk away, and I want to go up to... I want to find Jack.
Why? Jack is working.
Oh, Jack's working. Never mind.
All right.
I just want to... I'll go get another glass of water and sit down for a minute.
All right. So are you sitting down downstairs or upstairs?
Downstairs.
All right. So... You're sitting down downstairs. Kai is napping.
With a locked door.
Good. Griana has a bit of mid-morning wine.
And she goes to take a little nap.
And she takes a nap.
Iga's on the pillow next to her. They're both snoring lightly.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, it's a very good...
Well, Griana's snoring loudly. Iga's snoring lightly. They're both snoring loudly for their size. Okay. Good.
Zill, I don't know how much time you're planning on spending downstairs, but around 40 minutes pass.
Mm-hmm.
Roll a perception check.
8.
Okay. Sorry, that was one I really wanted you to pass.
No! I know. I have advantage.
Maybe 8 is a passable number.
So
what if I used my wasted my inspiration die on it?
I'm feeling really generous. You've given you guys a very hard time.
Yeah, wow. It feels weird being generous. You being generous again.
It's not my job to be generous.
Right.
You occasionally look over at Mavis, and like throughout the last 40 minutes, you have not seen her turn a page. But she still is, like, staring at the book. Around 40 minutes pass, and she folds the corner of the page that she's on. She shuts her book.
She's one of those bunny
She
ears.
Stands up. Her glass is empty at this point. She puts it back on the counter. She thanks Jack. And she goes back upstairs. About 10 minutes pass, she comes back downstairs. She's more in outdoor gear right now, sort of, like, heading out style. Outfit, and you see her walk over to the bar and talk with Jack kind of quietly for a minute and nodding occasionally and listening intently. And then you see her, like, take Jack's arm and, like, say thank you. It looks a very appreciative. And then she walks out.
I want to follow her.
Obviously or stealthily?
Stealth.
You know what comes next.
No,
roll for it.
Yeah. 15. No. 12. It's fine if it's not stealthy.
Well, we have to test my rogue baby. I have
my rogue baby.
My rogue baby Mavis. I love her.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. What'd you get?
12.
I got 14.
So if she sees me, then I'm just going to say something right away.
Yeah.
If
so
you see
she.
Something, say something.
Yeah.
Right. She walks. She you see her back sort of like hunch a little bit. There's a casual look behind her. Her eyes glaze over you, but then she sort of like stops at a shop and leans up against the display and turns to you with cross arms, goes, "Hi."
Hey.
I heard you had a really shitty day.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Have you thought about sleeping it off?
Maybe a little bit later.
Right now, I look like shit.
Feel like shit too.
Okay, so go take care of it.
I have something else I got to take care of though, really quick.
Okay, bye.
It's actually on the way that you're going.
Oh, where am I going?
That's a good question. Where are you going?
Oh, you're not my mom, so.
That's very valid. I'm not your mom.
Cool. I'm being very nice right now.
I know. Okay. Thank you for that also.
Cool.
Don't go.
That's nice.
What's happening?
And she just kind of like shakes her head and then like she keeps walking.
I want to grab her forearm.
Okay. So you grab her forearm, and she immediately turns around, gives you a very stern look. She says, let go, please.
Please don't go.
Listen, I'm just heading to the stables where the cat and the ferret are fucking being held.
Then let me go with.
You look awful. These people around here vote for who they want to be their hero. Do not let them see you like this. Go sleep.
No.
Fine. And then she rips her arm away and she walks and leaves it up to you. All right, you follow her. And that is where we will end our session.
What? Damn. Seriously?
Yep.